Barbara Reiner nails it. She's the voyeur. She's been one of the people that said, you have to participate. You have to be in the markets. Forget about the gloom. Parchment out of Hartford and Trinity and joins us here this morning. And I love this single sentence you say, because nobody talks about this enough. Bonds are keeping equities supported. Okay, this is like CFA. This is like chapter 14. And it's a three-day weekend. And you can't study. Tell us the link between price and yield over to the S&P 500.
Thank you, Tom, for having me on today. And it's important because, you know, equities are a discounted cash flow and they're discounted by the 10-year bond yield, right? They're very much interlinked. A lot of times people talk about equities are expensive, but you can't look at them in an isolated, you can't look at them in a vacuum. You have to look at them into competing asset classes. And we spend a lot of time on this at Voya. We run multi-asset portfolios. We get to make this stock to bond decision every single day. And with bond yields being very much anchored, with inflation likely coming down over the course of the year, with financial conditions easing, with earnings continuing to being strong, it's hard to say that you don't want to be in stocks.
Carry it forward to the hysteria over the depreciation of Mag 7 Cap X. Yeah. They play off the bond market as well, don't they?
They do. You know, increasingly, I would say that, you know, many of the Mag 7 companies have had just this enormous free cash flow, and they continue to do so. But they are starting to introduce modest levels of debt, whether they're on their balance sheet or off their balance sheet. So I think it's important that you watch the bond yields.
I mean, Sweeney taught me this, Alexa. I mean,
what are you looking at now?
I'm looking at the weighted average cost of capital screen. It's MSFT Equity Voya, V-O-Y-A. I mean, Microsoft is buried in debt. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3%. Next.
Was that James Sweeney? He's a favorite.
Yeah.
So great. Yeah.
When we're talking bonds and equities, I'm just curious what you're doing with clients' portfolios in terms of breaking it up. Is it like, you know, the 60-40? What do you like? Is it not that stringent for you?
Oh, no. So look, we run long-dated target date portfolios, right? So our business is retirement and sending kids to college. Those have, you know, between 40 and 20-year horizons.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah. Well, we tend to do both. So look, we've been overweight equities really since the meltdown in 2022. We thought that was a great buying opportunity. We've continued to hold it. We have rotated over the past 6 months, though. We've taken some money out of the U.S. and we've rotated it out to the emerging markets with the theme that the AI view was going to go global. And that has proved to be a pretty good trade for us. But we've continued our equity overweight. We're likely to continue to hold it over the course of this year. I personally like it when people are doom and gloom. I don't want it when everybody says, you know, everyone's got all their chips on, you know, on the table. I think some of this skepticism of the AI trade is healthy. Mm-hmm. And we notice that it's going global. And going global means it's likely going to places like the emerging markets, China, Taiwan, Korea, where there are also big components of those AI trades that are being made.
That's what I was going to ask when you talk emerging markets. I'm glad you gave us specific. So those, you like those three areas in EM the most, China, yeah. Taiwan, and
Korea. Right. Okay. They've been on a tear this year, right? China, of course, has a little bit more of a nuanced view simply because you've got, you know, potentially some fiscal stimulus coming. You still have a very depressed housing market. A lot of capital has been destroyed there. Consumers haven't really kind of warmed up, but we do see that there's likely to be some stimulus in China over the course of 2026.
Can I ask a question? And this goes to Voya's true expertise. As you mentioned, you guys have cornered the OMG tuition market and OMG retirement.
Yeah.
For a huge body of Americans, they're not doing retirement because they're paying for the children's education. Mm-hmm. What's the reform Voya sees or needs so that somehow we're not under-retired while we put the cherubs through school?
Well, I think there's two things, right? When we talk about saving for tuition, one theme that we've seen for college savers has been that tuition inflation has been coming down over the past couple of years.
Ooh, and has it been?
Yes, it has. The HICP, which is the Higher Education Inflation Index, has actually been rolling over. And that's great for college savers. We need that. We need to help our children go to college. In an educated workforce is the single best thing that you can do for your economy.
I can voice this is true. I've seen it with different offspring.
Sure.
There's a new attitude at colleges. Mm-hmm. That's what I see.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then the second thing we also need to do is we need to make sure that our employees are given the opportunity to save. Those company matches are so important. I think the RMDs that we're also doing, making sure that you have to take distributions out of your 401k plans later. That's a great thing if you have excess savings.
Okay.
But those are the two big things that Americans
529 do. Plans, they've served me well.
They've served me well too.
Yeah.
And we're still kind of saving for them. So that's a big, that is a big issue for us. And making sure, I think the biggest thing that you can also do when you have a long run savings goal, right, is to make sure that you stay invested in a diversified portfolio now more than ever, because the rest of the world looks like they're giving opportunities for investors to capitalize on, which hasn't been the case in the past really 15 years. And the other thing as well is use opportunities when the market weakens, use them as opportunities to deploy cash.
This has been wonderful. Barbara Reiner, don't be a stranger.
Thank you
so much. Be here more often. Barbara
Reiner
is Voya Investment Management, Multi-Asset Strategies and Solutions, all the good work of Credit Suisse over the years as well. Barbara, thank you.